USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Another day of headaches for air travelers, but this one can't be blamed on the airlines.
A computer error is being blamed for an FAA system outage Wednesday morning that left a lot of air traffic on the tarmac. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there's no indication, though, it was a cyber attack, yet he has yet to rule it out.
As you might imagine, a critical system like this has a lot of redundancy built into it with backups, so we need to understand why, with all of that redundancy, it still rose to the level that there had to be a ground stop lasting about an hour and a half.
Buttigieg also said the system is periodically updated and upgraded, although he wonders if the system is efficient enough moving forward. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The cleanup is beginning in parts of Southern California after torrential rains doused the state, but the northern half still facing more storms today. At least 17 people died in those storms, which caused widespread flooding and mudslides. The break will be short-lived, however, as more rain is expected this weekend. Republicans are demanding answers after classified documents were found in an office once used by President Biden when he was the vice president. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy leading the charge.
They think they're above the law. Why weren't they raided? Why didn't they have the FBI coming in?
The documents were found about a week before last year's midterm elections. President Biden says he doesn't know how the documents got into that office. They've all been turned over to the National Archives. The suspect in the killings of four University of Idaho students will make his second court appearance tomorrow. Brian Koberger set to face a judge for a status hearing. The 28-year-old is accused of stabbing the four students to death as they slept in their off-campus housing. If you want to avoid bed bugs, stay away from Chicago. Pest Control Service Orkin says the windy city is the most infested with bedbugs for the third consecutive year. Orkin's list based on metro areas where they performed the most bedbug treatments over the last year. This is USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has been released from Buffalo General Hospital. Hamlin was transferred to the Buffalo facility after spending several days in the hospital in Cincinnati. Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during the Monday night football game in Cincinnati last week. Doctors say Hamlin can now continue his rehabilitation at home and with the Bills. You're going to see Steph Curry back in action tonight on the hardwoods.
Steph Curry is returning to the Golden State Warriors lineup tonight. Curry has missed the last 11 games since he suffered a left shoulder injury on December 14th. Curry is averaging 30 points and nearly 7 assists in 26 games this season. The Warriors are hosting the Phoenix Suns tonight at Chase Center. I'm Julio Flores.
The Mega Millions will be the Mega Billions again for Friday's drawing after no one won the jackpot last night. Friday's jackpot expected to rise to $1.35 billion, the second largest in U.S. history. The largest Mega Millions jackpot was $1.53 billion, which was won in South Carolina in 2018. The Girl Scouts are announcing a new cookie flavor. Raspberry Rally is similar to a Thin Mint, but with raspberry. It will be only available online to help Girl Scouts with their e-commerce skills. Cookie season runs through April. And where are the best places to work? Glassdoor out with its top 10 list for the year. Coming in at number 1, tech company Gainsight. Google ranks 8th, and the only restaurant to make the cut, In-N-Out Burger, is 10th. Six of the top 10 are tech companies. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.